It's Monday, the 25th of November, and it's freezing cold. Beautiful morning this morning, amber skies in the south. Not clear blue sky all around, but really nice, very calm and frosty. Thought it was thawing yesterday. Well, it was actually thawing yesterday, last evening. But it's back. This morning it feels about -3 or -4. Actually, feels colder than that now. I can feel it penetrating my big heavy jumper. But it's a beautiful morning, nevertheless. The buzz of a Monday morning. Traffic. Dustbin lorries in the background. Even the thrum from the distant motorway this morning. I had a great sleep last night. Thank the Lord. Really great sleep. Went to bed, of course, and when you've had an experience, another night of restless leg syndrome, it kind of plays in your mind for a wee while. So for many a night, you go to bed and the first thing that's on your mind is not to think about it. How ironic is that? But it's just this implanted thought. But I managed to get off to sleep okay, and a great night's sleep right through. Brilliant. So that's one night away. Blame the cheese. Oh, I do hope that's what it was, at least then I can nail things down. But never mind, I don't want to go on about that. Just the fact that I had a great sleep, felt good getting up this morning. Actually, it was quite funny because Mary got up. She hadn't heard the alarm. When the alarm goes off, I put it off in my life for just a minute or two, just to come to, as I say. And then I got up. So, something in her head must have let her hear the alarm and triggered off her getting up to go to the toilet. So I thought, she doesn't get up, she always waits till I get up and I've been in and washed my face and my teeth and things like that. And then she gets up. So I thought, well, okay. So she came back in the bedroom and by this time I had my clothes on, or my morning clothes, if you like. And she kind of stopped in her tracks in the darkened room and mumble something like, "What time is it?" I said, "It's just after 7, dear." "Oh, it can't be. It can't be." Well, it was more like, "It can't be." To see that utter shocked expression on her face. Because she obviously thought it had been so dark that it was about 2 or 3 in the morning. And she was going back to her warm, cosy bed for another few hours. Is it sinful to say that brought a big smile on my face? I kind of chuckled all the way in the bathroom. But isn't it maddening if you do that, you know? You waking up 15 minutes before you're due to get up, you go, oh God, I'm never going to get back to sleep again. Or you're waking up and you go to the toilet and you come back and the alarm goes off and you go, oh no, it can't be. Tell you what, I think it's colder than -3 or -4 this morning. I really do. It's really biting. Oh, it's a beautiful morning though. The birds all seem to be fluffed up. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird. Well, I think that's an intruder, actually. Better watch. She spots you, you're in trouble. She's trying to grab some of the food in the grass before it gets caught in the act. Must be strange for them too, you know, blackbirds. They make your garden their home, and they can never leave that. They've got to be ever vigilant to protect their home ground. Can't go away for a day like us. Gotta be there. I've never thought about that before, actually. I never really thought of the fact that once they make a garden their home, that's it. Told you so. I'm surprised it got as long before she got heard the rustlings. Now she's out and she's going to take all the food away and below the bush. Goes the train to Glasgow.